This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for August 2025. How did classical music play a part of Philo T. Farnsworth's life as an inventor of the television and musician, and what musical instrument did he play? Philo T. Farnsworth was born on August 19, 1906 in Beaver, Utah, in a log cabin to Lewis Edwin Farnsworth and Serena Amanda Bastian Farnsworth, a Latter-day Saint couple. He was the oldest of their five children. In their log cabin, there was no indoor plumbing or electricity. At a young age, Philo began to study the violin. He enjoyed taking apart things to see how they worked. His heroes were inventors Bell and Edison. He was a voracious reader of science books and science magazines. When he was 12, his family moved to a relative's ranch near Rigby, Idaho. Their, quote, new home was wired for electricity, with a Delcro generator providing power for lightning and farm machinery. After his first telephone conversation with a relative, he became interested in electronics. In the attic of the ranch, he found science magazines. When the generator stopped working, Philo repaired the generator after studying the electric technology. He found a burned-out motor discarded by the prior tenant and repaired the set of windings of the electrical motor and attached it to the family's hand-cranked washing machine to turn it into an electric-powered washing machine. He, quote, won a magazine contest for his invention of an ignition lock that would make the Model T Ford hard to steal, end quote. When Philo was plowing the family's potato field at the age of 14, he saw the trenches made by the plow, the furrows, as, quote, a way to transmit parallel lines of light as electrons, which he called capturing light in a bottle, end quote. This was his conception of his invention of the television. At Rigby High School, quote, he excelled in chemistry and physics. He asked his science teacher, Justin Tolman, for advice about an electronic television system that he was working on. He provided his teacher with sketches and diagrams that he was working on. It covered several blackboards to show how it might be accomplished electronically, and Tolman encouraged him to develop his ideas. Later on, one of these drawings was recalled and reproduced for a patent interference case between Farnsworth and RCA, end quote. Philo Farnsworth and Elba Pem Farnsworth married on May 27, 1926. Quote, Farnsworth built everything from scratch, starting with the first workable camera tube, the image dissector, which created an electrical counterpart to the image. The most difficult part of the equation was getting the high-resolution signal, says Paul Schatzkin, author of The Boy Who Invented Television. Philo, quote, enlisted Pem's help in achieving his dreams. She said, quote, he saw countries being able to see what the other country is like. They could settle their differences over a conference table rather than on the battlefield, and he saw it as a big educational tool and also for entertainment, end quote. Philo Farnsworth, in 1927, invented the first electronic video camera, cathode ray tube, to display images from the video camera. This led to early technology for infrared detection and imaging, end quote. Moving to San Francisco with $25,000 loan from Crocker Bank, quote, Farnsworth recruited Pem's brother, Cliff Gardner, to learn glassblowing to make the tubes. On September 7, 1927, with the camera in one room, they viewed the first grainy image, a straight line on the receiver in another, end quote. Pem said, quote, I was dancing around. I knew from his shaking hands Philo was emotionally impacted. But he said, well, there you've got television, end quote. In 1930, 3 years later, Farnsworth, quote, received the first of more than 165 American patents he would be granted governing television, end quote. In 1934, Phil Farnsworth demonstrated TV at the Franklin Institute to the public. Quote, people waited for hours for the glimpse of the 12-by-12-inch screen. Farnsworth aired ventriloquists, animal acts, and a cellist who stopped playing when the hot lights blistered his instrument's finish. Audience were mesmerized, end quote. Pem says, quote, it was magic, end quote. Quote, that year, an intense patent dispute between Farnsworth and RCA began. RCA questioned that Farnsworth was 14 when he got the idea, but after Farnsworth teacher Tolman produced the team's 1922 diagram, the judge ruled for the inventor. However, litigation between RCA and Farnsworth continued and was protracted, end quote. RCA in 1939, quote, agreed to buy a license from Farnsworth, who received $1 million down payment. In April, at the New York World's Fair, Sarnoff introduced television to the world. And now we add sight to sound, end quote. Philo Farnsworth, quote, commercially produced and sold a fully functioning television set, complete with receiver and camera, which he produced commercially through the Farnsworth Television and Radio Corporation from 1938 to 1951 in Fort Wayne, Indiana, end quote. During World War II, Farnsworth Television and Radio Corporation produced war products. Quote, BC-342 series shortwave communications receiver is the product that is most identifiable with Farnsworth during World War II. Farnsworth also built the BC-312 radio receiver for the U.S. Signal Corps. Farnsworth was the exclusive manufacturer of this receiver during World War II, end quote. Other inventions of Philo T. Farnsworth were radar, shortwave radios, gastroscope, sterilizing milk using radio waves, infrared night vision, baby incubator, electron microscope, astronomical telescope, the Farnsworth fuser of 1964, the fog-penetrating beam for ships and airplanes. Philo Farnsworth, quote, always wanted to travel to space, but the closest he got was watching Neil Armstrong's historic walk on the moon in 1969 on television. As Pem recounts, when the camera emerged from the lunar module and Armstrong declared the giant leap for mankind, Philo turned to her, quote, Pem, this has made it all worthwhile, end quote. Philo Farnsworth died March 11, 1971 of pneumonia at the age of 64 in Salt Lake City, Utah. Philo Farnsworth was a scientist, inventor of the television, husband, father, and lifelong musician.